Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 24th, 2020, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the fuel situation in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the fuel situation in Zimbabwe.
Some fuel sellers in Zimbabwe are now selling petrol and diesel in United States dollars. The government has given them the green light as fuel shortages cripple the nation. Petrol is fetching between $1.10 and $1.20 per liter in most of the fuel stations. The same quantity of fuel costs between $7 and $9 per liter on the black market.
Most people are saying they are finding it difficult to buy fuel in foreign currency due to lack of United States dollars. There are long queues in fuel stations selling the precious liquid in both the way they are selling in United States dollars and the Zimbabwe bond.
Will the fuel crisis end in Zimbabwe?
Yebambe zulukanda balingali njani lapho khona endaweni zonke ke esijeneyo. Lapha ke lamhlanje sikhuluma ngamafutha ezimota. Sizwile ke ukuthi uhulumende sevumela ukuthi amagalaji achiyeneyo kwele Zimbabwe athengise ipetulo njalo le diesel kusetshenziswa idola leMelika. So konoku ke sizwa kuthiwa ke kwemukelwe kuhle ngabanye kodwa abanye abantu bakhona nokunye okumangalisayo but kabayenelisi ukwathenga amafutha la athengiswa nge-US dollar. So kuzobuya ke abanye emagarajini amanye olokho kuthengiswa ngamabhondi, iZimbabwe bond. Abantu bathi amafutha kawakho ngakho ke bayahlupheka kunye okumangalisayo. So amafutha adula khona ngale ke afika kuma 19 Zimbabwe dollars per liter. Kuzobuya ke lapho kuthengiswa khona ngedola. Kuzwakala ukuthi ke kulabanye asebathenga amafutha lana bayathengisa emkambo wensitha. Abathengisa nge-$7 kusiya ku-$9. Singathi ke amafutha ezimota athengiswa nge-$1.10 kusiya ku-$1.20 per liter emagalajini atshiyeneyo. Kodwa ngabathenga bayathengisa bathengisa nge-$7 kusiya ku-$9. Kukhanya kunzima lapha kona.
Magaraji mazhinji muZimbabwe ikozvinezvi akutengesa petrol nediesel nemari yekunze kana kuti United States dollars. Government yakavapa mvumo iyi nekuti zvinhu zvaita sezvahoma maererano nokuwanikwa kwepetrol nediesel munyika. Mutengo wava pakati pedora 10 cents nedora 20 cents per liter mumari yekunze pazvi magaraji mazhinji. Asi petro iyoyo zvekare yava kuwanikwawo pakati pe$7 ne$9 per liter pamusika mutema kana kuti pablack market. Vanhu vazhinji vari kuchema-chema vachiti zvinovagozhera kuwana mari yokunze kuti vakwanise kutenga petro iyi. Pane mitsetse yakareba zvikuru pamagaraji mazhinji nyangwe ayo anotengesa petrol nediesel iri nemari yokunze. Saka ndoona zvatoda kuti titarise tione kuti vanhu vari kuzvifambisa sei, chii chiri kuitika uyezve kuti kushakwa kwemafuta uku kuri kukonzera nyakanyaka yakadini muZimbabwe. Dhuve.
Yee, kunjalo ke zvurukandaba siyabona kuti sibili amafuta ezimota akhuphuke enye indlela emangalisayo. Kulabantu esibacelileyo lapho ukuthi sibadinge ukuthi sibafonele. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya. Sinethemba lokuthi sizamthola umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ukwenza ukuthi sixoxe laye. Kuzobuya ke labanye abantu abasabalele nje emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Njalo labanye sibathumezele umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo yethu. Sebesithumezele amanombolo abo ukuthi bafuna ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Sizacela ukuthi uproducer wethu akhangele bona ukuthi kume njani ngakhonoko. Ye, so ke siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bakhala sibili kakhulu ngamafutha ezimota bathi intengo yangkhona ikhuphuke kakhulu. Njalo labo ke abathola ngama US dollars anzima ukuze uyizuza imali yangkhona. kulapo ke okuthengwa kukhona ngamabhondi bathi ubuzima buya phambili ngoba ibhondi lalo seliphongoba zimvuthu nje kungani umqhuba vela kukhanya nokuthi iyangaphi leyo bhondi. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke Zulukandaba ukuthi lithini ngalokho. Siyabona kula bantu asebengene ku-Facebook page yethu e-VOA Ndebele u-disciple Gilson Madanira uyakhuluma sibili lapha-ke uthi ngilibukele babadube uFelix Machokoja Ndlovu uthi unjani mphathi wohlelo siyaphila kakhulu mfoka Ndlovu singazi wena. Kuzobuya-ke usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi mbukele babadube kuzobuya njalo lobheki impitshele uthi lami ngikhona khonapha enkundleni siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi bafowethu likhona enkundleni njalo lokuthi sixoxa sibaningi khonapha-ke ukuthi sitshelane ukuthi kambe kungabe kumenjani. Yes, so sizokuthi ke sesilo baba wokuqala ecingweni lapha ke our first guest and that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Hey Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, give us your assessment of you know the dollarization of the fuel industry. What is going on?
Right. You know there's a lot of panic and a lot of mm-hmm. excitement around, and you know, something that was basically predictable because it was always obvious that if the bond note weakens against the dollar, mm-hmm. those businesses that use the US dollar to import would try and smuggle it back onto their counters, mm-hmm. onto their cash books. And I think this is just really the time. I'm not so sure how to know was going to avoid this, but it has happened in 2008. So this is what we call a deja vu. I'm particularly very sad, really, that the bond has not held up as much as it should have been because of the misunderstanding of how free markets operate. But it's going to be very bad news for fuel savings as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, celo bambe konapho ungayikashana kumbe ngiqale ngibuza umbuzo ngesindebele ongasingakathathi ubaba wesitshoneni. So nxa sisikhangele konke lokhu baba Ngwenya, kuyaguquka yini indlela amafutha ezimoda athengiswa ngawo njengoba sokule dollar le?
Uyabona ukuthi inkinga yakhona ukuthi amafutha la athengwayo la kangeniswa ngabanikazi bosobhizinisi abama-service station bawathenga isengenile ngeferuka pipeline vele eMozambique eMabhuku. Kuyabe sekusithi khona sokuyabe ngokuthi laba abadistributayo bona abantu behulumende labo-traffic gura abo-Glencore labobonke sibazile abana baze bebenikeza abani. Kungenzeka ukuthi loba uthwele isifaqa sakho semali kodwa nxa mzani okho becabanga ukuthi banikeze laba abavele behambelana lohulumende esingathi sibakhuluma amagama abo. Ngabe lokhu kusipha ngoba namhlanje nje ngibone vele amakhiya khona emade akutshengisa iyantshintsha kodwa ngaye kuthiwa laba abalama-free fund bayazingenisela bona amafutha bebodwa bekungaba nenguquko ngingazi nje engxenye sesekuseni kakhulu sabona ukuthi uhamba kanjani phambili lapha.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho. I'm told that we've got our second guest and that is Mr. Tafatswa Goliath. Is the president of the Passenger Association of Zimbabwe, Baba Wande?
Yeah, Magadi Kwa Goliath.
Kiribo Magadi Kwa.
Awa, Trinani. Magadi Taura, utichisha muri kuona mairano ne nyayadze petro ne diesel mnika?
Nyayakoti mnige Zimbabwe, zinazakumira mwishu. Saka tarisa ni ema freze mwishari. Kwa ane mwama sisi. Kutengiswa ni mari kunze inapisi kwa milika dola zino tukashamaza sezo wano waka wanda watinoti masivo sezo ndo majority wa siyando urumi indi waripo parishi wano kambira wa RTG wamo wani mutkari zino wani nanazo kubasa zao zao kure wakuti wachakwanisa kutengo mafuzi mutkari iayo nukuta pana kwa wano no foreign currency vanhu tambira zindora irori kana kuti bond tikuona zvakare kuti kutakurwa kwevanhu pamugwagwa kwava kudhurira vanhu vamwe vanozvishandirawo zvakare nekuti mari idzodzi dzinenge dzisina kurongerwa pasina budget yemari idzodzi bozi vari kutoenda kure kuti vange vachione mari idzodzi kuti vange vachifamba mari idzodzo dziri kunetsa nekuti
mari iri kunyika kuwana muno muZimbabwe. Vada kutarisa kuti maindastry ari kushanda chavo chevo, tingangoti mashomanana. Vanhu vazhinji vaakuzviti vaakuita mabasa emaoko nezvimwe zvakadaro kuti vaone kurarama. Makada kutarisa pese mumadhorobha pese munhu wese ari kungotengesa maraini. Saka zviri kunyitsa kuti mari yacho iri kubva kupi. Tikuona zvinhu zvakamira, vanhu vazhinji vari kutambura zvikuru tichifamba. Famba kwatikuita chiongorora vanhu vaimbokwira mumabhazi kana kuti vachienda kunoona hama neshamwari zvinenge zvatibererei nekuda kwekudhura kuri kuita kufamba. Vanhu vachafambirani nekuda kwekudhura kuri kuita mutengo emafuta edzimotikari. Mafuta edzimotikari akakwira, zvinhu zvese zvobva zvakwira, zvemumashopu nezvepai zvobva zvakwira sezvazvo zvatikuona. Inflation yacho kuderera kwesimba remari emuZimbabwe kwatonyanya zvikuru. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuti vanhu vari kurarama sei mararamiro avo, vanhu vari kushupika zvikuru panyaya idzodzi dzekufamba idzodzidzi. Kana munhu akafirwa chaachakwanisa kuti hamuchakwanisa kuenda mese makawanda kunobata maoko, makutotumira munhu wani kana kusatoenda kungotumirwa mari kana tinepari mbozhanhare kuti munhu awigwe. Ndozvo zvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kusangana nazvo kuti upfumi hwenyika hauna kugadzikana zvachose. Maonero atikuita mari chaiyo chaiyo iri mabhenga asi kuwanika iri kuwanikwa kuvanhu vanenge vakangomirawo pamudhuri ipapo tichinjawo mari idzodzo.
Vagore ati murambe muri parunhare, tichadzoka kwamuri muchingwa chishomanana. Murambe makadaro. Mr. Goliath here is talking about the effect this is having on civil servants particularly, and how this is affecting them on going to work. He points out about the civil servants particularly because the government right now is the largest employer, because he says most of the industries are not running. So the emphasis now is on the on the civil servants, because they are the ones who are working on a daily basis. And he says that the issue of selling fuel in forex is just one of those things that don't really mean much, because there is no currency to begin with, whether it's local or foreign. There's very, very little of it available to people. And that the fuel prices affect every other aspect of life in the country, not just the problem of getting from A to B, but the prices of all the commodities available in the shops.
Certainly, Mr. Wande. Let's go back to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. So, Mr. Ngwenya, I think you are hearing what Mr. Tafazo Goliath is saying. I think he has said it all, right?
Right. You see, the kind of chain reaction that Goliath is talking about is very inevitable, because the other industries that also have offshore funds but have a very high content of foreign currency in their product, whether it's manufacturing or retail or services, they will still go back to the government and say, look, what's so special about service stations? I mean, we have as much foreign currency content as they have. So once that you know is put in place, it means that the government will have to relook at putting those industries onto the U.S. dollar, you know, value chain, and the results are going to be devastating, because the costing of the pricing is going to be done in U.S. dollars, and we'll be back again to 2009. I have no problem going back to 2009, you know, but the only challenge is that how does the U.S. dollar compete and contest against the bond note, given that 500 or 600,000 employees are from government? How is government going to go back to the Alexander, to the ZTU, to the ZTA, and say, look guys, we are now paying in US dollars because everybody else is paying US dollars. So including the triggered a tsunami, and I'm not sure how it's going to stop the pressure.
Nae vangwenya, kana makatarisa imimi zviri kuitika iko zvinezvi samamaonera muri kuita, chamungataurira vamuturinuve chii chamungaudza vanhu vari muhurumende makurukota aya kuti vaite kuti zvinhu zvirerukire vanhu? What advice would you give?
Chinhu chiripo ndechekuti apa vatanga kupfeka masoks, vatanga kupfeka boots, vatanga kupfeka masoks.
productivity yakakosha zvokuti mapolicy instruments ese akaitwa pakangoitwa nhingi dhora pata bond note vakanyatsotarisa makey industries maenablers maindustry kuti maindustry atiwati agenerate agadhirise nhumbi neupfumi hwomunondiwa ndeapi mari yodirwa imomo saka vakada kuti vange vachingoita kuti tisoti vachiti aiwa mabhiki ngaambodai taakusota rate ya 117 interbit saka pange pane policy confusion saka tatotarisana nenyoka yavamomba iko zvino tiripo ndechekuti ngavachinyatsotarisisa maindustry anogenerata foreign currency achikuta kuti hurumende ive iriyo inetsapi yakati kurei kuitira kuti kana foreign currency ichipushira dhora pasi zvii dhora pasi remunomu vopinza mari mumarket saka havana mari yacho saka ndofunga chingangovanetsa ndechekuti kushayika kwemari mutapi mavo ndokutaita kuti vatadze kucontrola inflation saka yatova yatingangoti US dollar push inflation ndo yakutouya tangogadzirirawo kuti zvinenge zvangoitikawo takunakana nazvo but vakatikanganisei nekuti vakada kumhanyira kupinza bepa remunomu vasati vagadziridza mafekitura acho anogadziridza upfumi
Masvita, Mr. Ngwenya, rambai muri parunare. Mr. Ngwenya, solution is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Says the government should have put emphasis on foreign forex generating industries,
mm-hmm.
so that it circulates,
yeah.
and during that time they might also venture into other industries.
Mm-hmm.
But it was important for the government to prioritize forex generating industries to create jobs and also to earn foreign currency, which could be planted back and assist in other industries, mm-hmm. to resuscitate other industries.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm told to vote a caller, Donald Mamboma.
Yes. Va Mamboma Magadini.
Vafara mukoma atanonoka wande namukoma Jibs Magadini.
Tiri na nichaizvo. Moda kuti batsira wanenye yachina venhasi.
Eh, ndiri dambo tingi ndikotaurawo zviri zvati zvandofunga.
Utaura zvenyu.
Ah, ndora songoti Hey, good year.
Kana mari yacho tichingoramba tichingokumbira ichiuya ichitsakatika isina zvairi kuita munyika toita sei tozvedzorera sei mari yacho
iyo dei kuri kunziya vari kuti anti-corruption commission ichiita basa rayo ka mari haimbotsakatika ino dambudziko riripo ndee kuti haa inongova munhu aisina mazino anti-corruption commission dei kuri kunzi inoita basa rayo isingatarisi kuti yodiwa kana kuti wabuda mubamani kana kuti une chigaro chipi inoti vanhu vanoita uori vanozikama vakafumugwa vaya vafumura ndo vavakusungwa voshungurudzwa saka zvinongotidzosera kumashure kunzi mari iripo isu togeneratawo toziva kuti agriculture ingatokuchisimba maindastry vamwewo matatu maviri kana ovhura nyika yedu ingatongoita sekuchatarika zvenyani ane zvaziri zvekuti chese everyday price inongokwira mari yacho mapasipoti vakwidza zvimasizi mazinseki zvibatsiri nyika ingati nyika mukoma nyika yakadaro
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo
panofanga kunge pane gazetted price yekuti chinhu kana chinokwira chinokwira overnight zvinova zvavari kuita zvavo
aiwa tinotenda
tikafunga kuti pandakauya transport mari yataingokwira makondo ndiyo ina zvine iri kungokwira ende pava nemakore
ingokwira
chisemunyiki bati kwedu kunongokwira overnight mangwana yamuka yasumuka mangwana ya ngavakumbire mari kwete zvebhondi rofanga kutorashwa kana bhungwa chako chaiko hatiwangu kutotaura zvavo kuti bhondi roti saka vaite zvakaita navabiti panguva yavatangira vaite vakaenda kuyi vakanotaura najohn mcain vowedzegwa vokumbira vachinyatsa kuzvininipisa
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald Mamboma. Mr. Mamboma is urging that the leaders go to America and ask for more money. So I posed question to him, what would that help when the money comes and it just disappears? And then he says, this is you would have wanted to see the situation that was in existence during the Tendai Biti period when he was finance minister. But now he's also taking a swipe at the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, saying that they are also responsible for the road that's going on. And the government is persecuting people who give it information about corrupt people. They leave the corrupt people and go after those who are actually, you know, telling the government where the road is coming from.
What is the Ubabu Moyo lapho uthini ecingweni? Silo Babu Moyo sibili. Babu Moyo kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kanjani?
Siyaphila ungabuka ngkhona moyo khona. Uphu umhlaba khona.
Mina ngiyosenkayi.
Kunjani enkayi?
Hayi enkayi ku right.
Amafuta ezimota athengeka yini kolapho? Bathina abantu.
Amafuta ezimota bakuna akula lutho esifumulo sokujali black market yaleya. Ipampini sibilawita owatholi.
I black market imalini pelita manje.
Abanye bathatha ukuthi $10 US ku 5 liters kana ubona lapho ukuthi nxa ungelayo la uyalokufe kuwe but ungayithola la uyathenga la uhambahambe
khona
khona la alitholakali
i-10 US dollars khona uyabe uyithethe ngabantu
i-10 US dollars awuyakuyakuya lawsethu ngamagumayotazidingakathi ana thengisa so uyathola ungathola labavele edorobheni abalayo bayakuningi
Pho kodwa kuyaphela yini udubo lwamafutha lolu luyaphela sokuthela
nah lolu alifundile ukuthela nxa kulobe kula yena lo uhulumende wesithothi lo kakupheli because khathesi sizawuthola bathi kube la maye ama-sezitation afuza athengise ngeyusa abanye bathengise ngebhondi akuhambi ngoba lo abamuntu athengise ngebhondi kasali hodi idizili lepetrol othengisa ngeyusa osehoda ama-sezitation angikhona abe lapha lalaphana saka kona lawa ama-sezitation athengisa ngeyusa angikhona yofuthi amanye abe lobubori akona kula madramu amadramu alawa iwathiwa abantu athiwa amakorinyira lana bethi siyathengisa ngama-10 years 5 liters ngoba labo bayazisida futhi kwapa abasathengisi ngendlela eqondileyo vele alapha ezimbabwe akusela nto esipekisa kanti khona kuyathiwa abanye bathengise ngama-us abanye bathengise ngamabhondi njani
kanyangazani sebevumela umuntu wonke emagarajini lapho ukuthi ayeza okufunayo
ukuthi but akula uyayenza akula petro yangikhona wonke indawo ngengaba seharari viki epheleyo kade kungela lutho amagaraji wonke lapho kuyabe kule petro khona icre yangikhona uyesabeka baba yabichaya kumbeni ama-2 kilometers
ha kukhanya kulobo zima mfowethu hayi ke kungasenani
akumanga kuhle elizweni akumanga kuhle laba abantu ababusayo baphomba ukukhuluma nje baphomba ukuthi into yombe ngabe akusazwakali ukuthi bayaphupha yini umbe bakhulumane ngoba yonke into akuyikhuluma vethi nasiyiboni nje lokuya kukhona khathesi bakubangezeleli ibhondi leyo kuthiwa hayi mbudubo sesitoda udubo lemali khathesi ibhondi langikhona lokhu kusiyaphambili litholakala emgwaqweni kodwa abantu abathengisa emgwaqweni bangikhona abathengisa ibhondi bayabe bakhangile bedlula akuya nje lodokotshwa e sizababopha sesizingani bayahumani ngani bayaphupha
kanya kulobunzima ke mfowethu hayi kodwa-ke siyabonga
kulobunzima
ye siyabonga ngikhona ngapha enkayi moyo ungathina lokusasa baba
hayi siyabonga baba
ye so that is Mr. Moyo Inkayi he says it's really concerning that the government is doing all this kind of a thing you know he says it is actually disturbing because at the end of the day, where do you get the money? He says, how do you get the foreign currency? But then his take was, you know, you can talk to people generally that come from the town, you know, urban centers. They sometimes give you $10, $5, you know, and all that kind of money. But he says that's not the best way of living.
No, it's
not. So he says you can't live like that.
No,
because according to him, this government is really failing big time.
There is a lot of negative feelings towards the inability of the government to resuscitate the economy to a level that people can appreciate because all these things that are happening, they don't seem to be making any positive impact among the people, I think.
So, Mr. Ngwenya, now the bottom line is maybe the fundamentals of the economy are not in a good way. So, if you are looking at the bigger picture here, Mesangwenya, what is necessary that can be done by the government to normalize the whole thing?
Well, okay, you want me to be honest, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This government has no capacity or depth or wherewithal to normalize anything anymore. Mutulinyuwe and Mnangagwa are sitting on top of a runaway train that is going downhill. So the only thing that can save them is a big crash that can throw them off the train. Now, but the only challenge now is that we have 15 million Zimbabweans who are waiting to see the change, things happening. So I'm a guy who runs a very, patriotic economic think tank. Mm-hmm. And I've always volunteered this kind of information that the first thing that you have to do to get a country out of the mess is to let the market determine the value chain, the demand and supply.
Mm-hmm.
And as a government, you simply manage the process with intelligent policies.
Right.
So the structural defects around the fuel supply chain are so entrenched in corruption and self-centered selfishness. You can't have three individuals controlling the fuel market. Of course, it's going to be a cartel, and they're going to do whatever. If fuel is the highest contributor to operating costs, just like, for instance, electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is in the hands of a few individuals, it means that they can manipulate the market.
Mm.
They have access to the reserves then to get their foreign currency. They have access to bring in the fuel through the Feruka. So it's a tight spot. So these people have no capacity of understanding the importance of opening up the market. So there is a structural situation they should solve in the fuel value chain. And then go back to industry and say, now, ZI, ZNCC, what do you think is the best way of reigniting the production, the capacity production of this country?
Right.
They themselves, as politicians, S.D. Moyo, Mchulinyube, Mnangagwa, Kiweni, these are politicians. They have no capacity of understanding the dynamics of raising this country from an industrial, problem.
Yeah.
So I would ask them to focus on two key things. Unleash the power of the free market. Let those individuals that have the creative depth and the money to regenerate, because foreign direct investment does not come in when there is policy confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So they are too much into controlling everything. They control this side, they control fuel, they control the interbank rates, they control GNB. I mean, it's a total mess of control there. So
okay.
They are too much into control. They should let the market determine, and then they make a regulatory approach to deciding what is best for the country.
Right.
Mr.
Ngwenya, just briefly and quickly, please. You mentioned something about the lack of capacity on the part of the government officials to
right.
correct the situation. In your opinion, right. is it they are not able or they are not willing to make those changes? Just quickly.
That's very good. Perhaps as individuals that are rent-seeking, that benefit from chaos,
mm-hmm.
they may be very capable. But because they have personal interest in benefiting from the chaos, so perhaps they are not interested in solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got our second guest, our third guest, actually. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma of the ruling ZANU-PF party. He used to represent the Pelindaba Mpopoma under the ZANU-PF ticket in Parliament. And then he's in the Central Committee of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, and sorry for just coming to you late. But the issue here that we are discussing, Mr. Chuma, we thought definitely you fit in well there because you're a businessman. So now we're talking about the cost of fuel and, the dollarization, literally, of fuel in Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
Well, basically, what is happening, and according to my understanding, is that you see, we've got people with their free funds, and therefore, if they had to use those funds to bring in that fuel, it would be only logical that then they also sell in the same currency, like the United States dollars. And we also got people inside Zimbabwe here who do have the foreign currency anyway. And now we see this activity happening, especially in the black market mostly. And we are saying as a system, okay, how do we get this whole money that is circulating outside the formal sector coming into play and probably then circulating within the formal sector per se, because now if somebody then purchases their fuel using the American dollar, then it means that there's sort of some sense or some continuity within that sector whereby the owner of the fuel who's selling then is able to then reuse that money again to bring in more product. And then also now that then eases the pressure on government as a central point of trying to have and source the foreign currency to bring that fuel into the country. So there's really nothing amiss about that, and it doesn't really speak anything about the issue of us going to have our own currency as a standing currency to use. That can happen in any situation, in any country, actually, especially our developing countries. And it should not really be read as failure by the system or failure by the government or anything of that sort. Yes, we do have instances where we have some public officers or office bearers doing shenanigans because of their interests, apparently, whether good or bad. That would then also have us going through a certain policy and then revisit it and do all kinds of somersaults while they're at it. And, well, we have people that would want to do such things.
Yeah, ngesindebele kolapho nxa singakubuza baba Juma sibili ukuthi sizwile lapha kulo muntu okade khuluma esithi singathi ngubaba uRejoice Ngwenya uthi iziphathamandla zikahulumende kwele Zimbabwe zingenelisa ukuthi zilungise konke okuhluphayo kwelizweni okuqela konke amafutha ezimoda kodwa ke kungani inhliziyo yazo ungani ayikho khonapho so ke kambe kuyini okwehlulayo vele baba Juma ngesindebele
yikho mina engingakutsho konoku Mthembo maphambilini kudala ngingakhuluma mina ngathi mina ngabe kuthiwa ngiyavuka kusasa kuthiwa ngiyini upresident weZimbabwe bengizakhangela ukuthi kona abantu bonke abangisebenzelayo sidonsa ndimini yini efana nayo kumbe kulabanye ababhaxakileyo abanye bedonsa besiyala abanye bedonsa besiyale yikho konoko okusibulalayo khonokwana ukuthi uyathola umuntu esehofisini kahulumente kodwa yena vele isifiso sakhe kumbe umqondo wakhe iwukuthi ona mana ngigemule kumbe ngibhewule uhulumende lowo khona ngoba ngimfuni unguhulumende ohamba ngephathi ethize mina bengicisea iphathi ethize yikho okutholakalayo ndikho okuqaphulayo khonokwana ukuthi uyathola umuntu esehofisini ngiyakhumbula kwakwenzakala ngenye i-SI i-sexual instrument eyake yafakwa ekubisa kwezinto like ama-groceries I think SI-64 if I'm not mistaken omunye umuntu osebhayibhridge border post ngale waqala ukuyalisa abantu abebeziwela lo ngamafutha kwabo makhuzinweli kwabo okuzoziphekela nje endlini yakhe lapha waqasa ubayalisa ukungenisa emisinterpreta ilozen i-SI lena ngabomo nje ukwenza ukuthi afrustrate abantu kwagcina sosiswa lobudlakudlaku ebhabini yabona liyakhumbula kuze ungani wagcina kusiswa ama-warehouse lanilani abantu sebevukela khonaphana but kungumuntu oyenza ngabomo i-instrument ena yayikhuluma kuhle ukuthi hhayi imisa laba abantu ababuya la magonyeti amarule amakhulu lawana bebisa amakhukingoyelo amaningi befuna uzothengisa abo eZimbabwe kodwa loo zihambelayo lo kangeni so we have abantu abanjalo emahofisini abalamahle namanye angasiwo afuna uhulumende uhulumende aphinde lamapholisi amahle kodwa behlule ukuthi baka-implemente ngabomo futhi besenzele ukuthi na bayakwazila nxa sokublenywa akusagwenya uhulumende kuphela nje endiyani sokuhle kublenywa lani le ZANU PF ngoba yonke into embi noma ingenziwanga ezanu PF athole ukuthi ona iZANU PF akazi ibe ngitsho lesitolo kumbe ibe le garaji kodwa nxa kukule nto embi eyenzakele kwaphana zethu anabona into zezanu labona into zezanu. And it always boils down to that.
Yes, siyakuzwa baba Juma. Sicela ubambe ungakajana sizokuthiwa ke sesingakubukela kubaba uGoliath. Baba
Janonoka. Yeah, va Goliath muripo here. Muripo va Goliath.
Ngiripo.
Ehe. Inini chamunofunga kuti chingaitwe nehurumende chii sokuona kwamunoita ndi munoswera muchiona vanhu muchitakura vanhu muchiona mapassengers akasiyana siyana vanhu vari kufungei chii chavanoda kuona hurumende ichiita
vanhu vanoda kuona shanduko muupenyu hwavo
shandibia tukutora ndiyekuti mari inofanira kunge iri mari inotenga vachikwanisa kuenda kukwira bhazi vachienda kumabasa vachikwanisa kutenga zvinhu zvinobatika mumashop mustoro dhiziri richiwanika zviri nyore pamafuel station zviri kushuyira vanhu nokuisa vana vavo kuchikoro ndoshure chine vanhu asi nezvimwe zvashiya gumi nekuti mari yedu haina simba mari yaakushanda ndeyekunze kwenyika yatinoti US dollar ndo mari iri kushanda vanhu vese vangopedza mari yavo maus dollar tichitarisa mastetoritinyanga achiburiti vana muturi ari kutisarudza kuti haasi kushanda zvaari kutaura zviri kupokana nezvavari kuda kuita zvacho zviri kupokana because anongochinja ane mastetoritini anosvika muma200 hapasina chiri kumbunya so chatikuona isusu chiri kutinakira kana tichitaita mafambiro ari kuita zvinhu kushaya simba kwedhora nyaya yemafuta iri kuti rwadha ndiyo yekuti mafuta asi kuwanika pamaketi pane mamiddleman vatinoti makateo ari kutenga fuel hatingatengerwi senyika hatingatengerwa mafuel nevanhu vashomani vanhu vairi kana kuti munhu one mapraizi atingokwira vachiita zvavanoda nemari yekunze vachiona mari yekunze vachinotenga fuel isiri kukwana apa fuel yacho iri kungoya ichingokwira hatisi kufara nazvo zvingafadza vazhinji vashoma vari kuzvibhenefita vari kubhenefita asi ruzhinji rezimbabwe riri kushupika zvikuru nenyaya yekuti mafuta edzimotikari haachawaniki nyore akutengeswa nemari yekunze izvo zviri kurwadza vanhu vazhinji kuti mukashaya fuel unonzi yeus dhora iripo inenge chidhora imwe ichiita $2 a litre kuitenga muchikwira futi kana kombi inongonzwa kuti mari yakwira kana manga muchikwira $10 $15 kana kuti $20 ndo zviri kuitika izvozvo kuti vanhu vari kuyaura nokuti mabhazi edu mabhazi atakapuwa nehurumende ari kunzi mazubhu mashoma shoma haasi kutakura vanhu vese tiratarisa kukura kwakaita zimbabwe semuyanzisa mabhuku nechafara kune mabhazi mashoma yanyana anoenda ikoko asi kwaane vanhu vakawanda kwaane east view kwaane gazebo kune tafare mabhuku kune mabhazi mashomashoma ezuko saka tiri kutarisa tichionzvera nzvimbo nenzvimbo dzine vanhu vanoda kupinda mucapital city vachiitawo mabasa avo vamwe vachiita mabasa ekutengesera vamwe vachienda kumabasa vari kuzopedzisira vamwe vakurara kumabasa ikoko nekusheya mari sondera pureni vanhu vanga vachitorara kumabasa nokuti mari dzanga dzichishedzerwa nevanhu vemuchovha dzanga dzisingaiti ndo mabhazi ezuku acho haasi kuwanika vanhu vari kutotambura nokwira marori hati murungoono pafacebook kuti mapikiti evanhu vanenge vachikwira marori ndo anenge akatichipei marori dzimwe nguva kunenge kuchinaya saka zviro zvino zvakaomera mwana wezimbabwe iyezvo tazosvika pakaoma chaipo chaipo nenyaya yeupenyu nenyaya yekurwadziwa hapana shanguko yatirinyatsoona pane kuti papa patingati tamboti mazipo anga auya zvakanaka but mazipo acho hakutorina mazipo anyatsotakura vanhu nenguva vanhu vachienda kumabasa vanhu vari kutotakurwa nemakombi evanhu vakazvimirira ndo vari kutengawo fuel nemutengo unotyisa kana kutoshaya fuel yacho zvinozoita kuti vanhu vachemecheme tochema kwatiita
tinotenda zvikuruaiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Goliath nekutibatsira nemashoko amatipa. No, Mr. Goliath is painting a very sad picture of the people, passengers trying to get to work or you know, to a point where some people are spending the nights at work because they can't get transport to go back to their homes.
Yeah, sounds very really sad. Yeah.
Very, very sad. Yeah.
Yes, let's take Baba Ombani Ekwen. Baba Ombani Kunjan. Hello.
Hello, Magadine.
Chiripo Magadine, you. Murikufana Murikubi.
Murikufana Pretoria.
Muriku Pretoria. Moda utibatsirawe, Rene Nyatinayo.
Yeah,
nyaya iya ndinoda kuti ndibatsirewo ndine kusheka kuri kuita masiyiwewo nezvekufambisa.
Ya.
Dambudziko randiri kuona nderokuti dai hurumende achezvayo ngadai yanga yabvuma kuti hurumende yapindikana kutonga nyika. Ipapo vakangobvuma kuti aiwa takundikana kutonga nyika zvinobatsira vana veZimbabwe kuti tione tumangwana tingaite sei. Asi vakaramba vachingoramba vakabatira chikwete chinongoramba chakangorumira ngoti haa chero zvazvaita hakuna nyika yedu kwairi kuenda. Nyika yedu iri kuenda kumawere nyonyaya yekuti yekuti tinoziva iyo vasingazivi. Nekuti hakuna kana munhu anonotora fuel atingati kana kuti whatever kwaanoritora nekuti ngave kubheira kana ndikupi anoritora neus dollar onzi yautengese fuel rako nebhondi ende bhondi rachona ari kuriwana mablack market ani us rachona achazoritsvaga futi ari kuritsvaga mublack market. Saka munhu iyeye automatically mubusiness business rake rinoita down. Saka fuel inoramba haitozombowaniki pamarket ndo zvinoitika izvozvo. Uyezve vamutsulinyudi ndo mumwe munhu ane dambudziko vamutsulinyudi ngavabvume kuti vafeira kurana economy kanikati department refinancial refinance vakundikana kutonga zvinhu izvozvo zvakangobvuma zvinhu izvozvo zvinobatsira vane vezimbabwe kuti tizive kuti no government yedu yakundikana yakutsvagawo kuda kubatsirwa nemazano nevamwe vanhu because hazvina zvazvinobatsira kuti vazhinji kana like vomakombi vanotakura vanhu vanoti vakatakura vanhu maybe angoita 2 trips or 3 trips zanenge aita akutora blanket na 6 o'clock achinorara kana kugrenara kana kumasasa achimirira fuel and you find out munhu iye anogona kumirira for 3 days or 4 days pane zvinhu zvinogona kuita pa 4 days ipapo state anogona kuriwana state anogona kurishaya. So hazvina zvizvabatsira ngatimboti ari wana kuriwana kwaari kuita ari kuitengesiwa nemukoto ano mari yafanira kuti akate kuti ndiwane chimwe iyoyo zvive kana adzoka manyiti achitoe marounds ake hazvizomake sense kuti iye aite profit. Saka hurumende yedu ngaibvume kuti yakundikana kutonga nyika yezimbabwe hazvigone kuriwa bendera kana tiri kutonga but nyika yagwadama semagwadamira aita izvozvo hazvigone iko zvinenge zvichishera kutiwe kupira kuzvinhu zvinhu hazvichawanike mashopu. Saka tingoramba tiri pakona tichisafa vane vemuzimbabwe and hakuna kwatirikuina no any development iri kuitika but hen kana vachicharapwa pamasocial media ivi ndarambamapenyuresap zvehurumende vanenge vachitaura side zvavo kuti zvinhu zvakanaka kuzimbabwe but comes paground paground hapana chiripo automatically hapana chiripo chikuita paground. Aiwa sei nyika yedu imwe muchiti anzi zvinhu zvakanaka but paground hapana chiripo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. He's very concerned and he's saying that the government as a whole should throw in the towel and admit that they failed. He has taken a swipe at Tulinwewe again, saying that he just should admit that he has failed to provide the necessary leadership in economic recovery, and that he should maybe consider even resigning. He's concerned about the many hours spent by people in the fuel queues. And even if you stand in the queue for 2 days or so, there's no guarantee that when your turn comes, you'll get the fuel. So he's saying that that is another hemorrhaging of productive time that could be spent by citizens in doing some productive work at home or somewhere.
Yes, yeah. So ibe sicela ubaba uChuma ukuthi abuye lapha okwemzuzwana wasimnika ithuba ukuthi ubaba uChuma asiqede khonapho ngenkulumo yakhe acho ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu bahlala bekhuluma besithi ke ibanja lezanu PF selehlulekile ukuthi lilungise konke lokho okumana okumele kulungiswe ngakho kumele bathi bagoqe zabo sibili imtshaqana yabo basuke emahofisini bazihlalela ngakhaya. Baba Juma, abantu bajale ukukhuluma konke lokho so bathi linangwenu selehlulekile sibili ukuthi libuse njengebandla ngakho-ke kumele lijiye phela umbuso lijiye laba abangayenelisa ukuthi babuse balungise konke okwamafutha ezimota ngoba baboni ukuthi lingakulungisa akubaphendule babajuma bese uzihambela mhlomdala.
Right, thank you very much, Ntembo. What I want us to put into perspective is that even the president, they have been on record saying that there is nobody who's got the monopoly in terms of ideas. ZANU-PF as a party or the government itself as a system will not have the answers that we probably require to run a country or to manage this situation. That is why from where it goes, you will discover that the president has been so open about the issue of saying, let us dialogue, let us talk, so that we bring all these things on the table and they have solutions coming from different corners. I will tell you a short story that I know of, which was happening in some factory where they manufactured a very beautiful, nice car. But unfortunately, when they tried to take it out of that manufacturing room, they discovered that the car was a bit higher than the entrance. And now they were now thinking and cracking their heads, only to be told by a janitor to say, no, just deflect the wheels of the car and push the iron, then you can put the pressure back on and everything will be all right. And the janitor saved them thousands and thousands of dollars. So what it simply talks of is that solutions can come from any corner. Suggestions should always be welcome and put forward. Mm. And the system, the president himself, the government, ZANU-PF, has never shunned such issues to be put on the table and people come up with solutions. So to say that a government has failed, they must throw in the towel, ZANU-PF has failed, they must move out and sit back, is not a solution. If we have a solution of how we are supposed to manage and have a tool in plenty plus mode here, how we are going to manage the US dollars flowing freely here, let us bring them on the table. There are stages that have been set already. We've got polar day happening. We've got open door policies happening all over. Why are we not proffering solutions? Why are we just wishing for ZANU-PF to go extinct? Why are we wishing for government to just go? Instead of saying, no, government, why are you not doing ABCD? Then we say that, okay, we have offered government this solution and they've not taken it up. And then we cannot say, right, let's talk about it. What is government doing? Why is government refusing to be advised by Ntembo, as a United States? Why are you not bringing your solution to Ntembo and say, government, let's do ABCD and we are going to conquer this? We are supposed to be thinking not to wish someone away.
Yeah, Mr. Chuma.
Because there is no system that will work on its own.
Yeah, Mr. Chuma, I have a message here from one of our listeners, Munyaradzi Kabaira, who is saying that the people have the answers, the people tell the government most of these answers, but the leaders are not listening to the suggestions from the people. What would you say to this gentleman, Kabaira?
Na president Mnangagwa akati vachamisa vatori nechekutamba vane role yekuita hurumende iyi nyuvani yauya iyi tinotovada ngavauye votaura akazvitaura president pachena chaipo kuti come in let's talk. So everyone is invited here. Saka hapana zvokuti toti vanhu of course people have got answers. Ndoza ndataura nini kati president vakataura kuti hakuna ane monopoly my answers are at Yukutsaga. Munwese can be a contributor to this. But the problem is that Vanu, they just want to wish ZANU-PF away. Why would we wish a government away? But it's a fraction of people, because you must remember, ZANU-PF has got a following, a huge one, I mean, for that matter. MDC is a following, and a huge one, I couldn't do your own respect as well. I mean, it's not about to compete about it's about to say, look at what Hillary Clinton did to America. Donald Trump. America first. Aga bera mahasis aki aga move forward because I support Trump. Kuti America is under endeavor. No, no, no. We think that is no. But as you go itika, no problem. Iriko. Sala kuti tizi kadrisi. Wanungawa funde kuti. My idea is how we are. I can't vote. My idea is how we are. I can't vote. Rwanda, Agatora Rwanda about 25 years ago. And he took almost all those 25 years because Rwanda is super ill in Bash. So it will not happen overnight. This is his second year. I think I'm going to expect a miracle because that is not the floor. It cannot happen like that. Even China say, you know, that we are in the third world country, but after some time, the Chingo Famba, now they are where they are. They are almost the second economy, if not the first economy actually of the world. And China will give us support. That's the biggest thing. Even if one of the Chinese says, Chikabuda Zanipiev, say the MDC Mangwan, he should say Zanipiev 3 times, because he can support that, because we have a huge chunk of people also. As much as they also have their chance of people there also. So it's just because I'm going to support that together, buy in their vision as they go. They will not do anything. They will not resuscitate anything because I think I buy in as the people to report.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, can we make a request, Mr. Chuma? Do you mind having extra time with us? Another 7 minutes, 8 minutes?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. Ubambe kwanapo chumunga indawo. Let's take umama lapha ecingweni talk Simeli Nkosi. Simeli Nkosi kube umama kube kubaba. Angilaqiniso kwanapo.
Umama.
Sisabona ma kunjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Ungaphi kwanapo we ma?
Ngiseflam.
Kunjani eflam?
Hayi, sengonyana kwaqandelela.
Sondele ecingweni lakho sithi kusikuzwe kuhle mama. Sondela kakhulu.
Sizwakala
sibili. Ye, ubona njani udaba lwamafutha ezimota?
Olwamafutha ezimota lolu luyakhathaza kakhulu lolo. Ngoba kathesi ngake ngezwa sokuthiwa i-foreign currency ayisafunakali eZimbabwe. Ayisafunakali nxa ule foreign currency ahambe eyishintshe ebhenki phose. Kathesi inkinga sekuyikuthi isoko lamagaraji okuthenga khona nge-foreign currency, yona igaraji leyo livunyelwe njani ukuthi lisebenzise i-foreign currency khona kwathiwa i-foreign currency ayisafunakali. Nxa kuyikuthi sebefuna ukuthi i-foreign currency isebenze kakuphumele ejotsheni lama-7-7-2 i-foreign currency, ngoba nxa kungathiwa bethenge ngebhondi, ibhondi lelo lincane. So ngcono yonke ndawo nje kuhle kusebenza i-foreign currency ngoba kuyasilimaza lapho.
Singathi wena ngokubona kwakho ubonana nabantu bengenelisa yini ukuthi bathenge i-fuel nge-foreign currency? Xa ungathiwathi ndizokuthiwa-ke njengoba zobe kukhulumile uthengani ngamadola, abantu imali bayayithathanga?
Abantu imali angeke bayithole ngaphandle yena le ibhondi vele ingakhishwa kufakwe imali ye-America njengakwakusekenzakala kuqale eminyakeni edlulileyo. Yikho abantu abangakwanisa khona ukuthi bethenge. Kathesi ibhondi, kathesi mna ngiseplumtree, please lempoyinti, ibhondi nje asilazi, alibonakali. Nxa ungasakhulumanga lo mbalisi nje, nxa ufuna ukubhadalela umntwana wesikolo kunzima ukuzithola ibhondi, sekumele ukuthi yelisintsha le eplumtree town ngesiya khathana. So into yangikhona iyathaya. Nxa sokuthi kusebenzisa i-foreign currency ama-7-7 kawahole, yena le i-foreign currency ibhondi vele kesekeliyise ephephayo.
Kuvele eplumtree ibhondi vela lilazi lapho?
Hhayi, eplumtree hayi ibhondi ngingaqamba amanga, hhayi. Ibhondi sesilibona maybe kuma-7-7 izisebenzisi kahulumende, yikho lapho esingabona khona ibhondi.
Lina lisebenzisana namapula lama-randi?
Amapula lamarandi ngoba sizele ngcwele.
Okwebhondi lokhu next?
Hayi, okwebhondi lokho hayi. Ezikolo vele abavumi nxa uthenga ngebhondi.
Hayi-ke phosele ukugcina ntombi endala, phosele ukugcina khonapho ma.
Hayi, mina ngithi kuba uhulumende yena uya ngezikhalazo zabantu azisise engafezisa ibeli i-1 ethi emafutheni kuphela kwenye indawo kusebenze i-foreign currency. Hayi, i-foreign currency ukuthi sisebenza isebenze yonke ndawo.
Awuboni-ke Simeli Nkosi, sibonge kakhulu mama ungadela nokusasa.
Siyabonga,
bye. Yeah, so bye-bye, mama. So that is Melinkosi. She's saying a lot of sense there, you know. She's saying that, you know, the government should actually declare that the dollar is now a currency that can be used in shops and other places. So she doesn't understand why some Karachis can be allowed to sell fuel in US dollars. And yet civil servants are getting paid in bonds. So she says that doesn't make sense at all.
Mm.
And this is a lady that is down there near Mpoings. You know, and she's very worried. She says they don't even use the bond down there. They use the rand, they use the pula. So all these other currencies, you know, she says, of course, it's prudent to use the US dollar than any other currency. So anyway, let's just browse through and maybe have a very fast one on Mr. Joyce Ngwenya.
Mr. Ngwenya, muripo here?
Eh, atiri kutatato pina maakai.
Aywa. Tanga tiri munzira. Manzwa swataura na maya pa runare just a minute ago. Vachiti, zino confusa. One day monza rumende chiti pangu wane one currency ma American dollars achabu mwizwa. The next day konzi vanoda kubhadhara ma passports ne foreign currency vanokwanisa mozonzwa kuti zvina muzvitoro zvofana kutengeswa nemari ne local currency mozonzwa zvanzi aiwa petro tenge henyu ne American dollars. What do you see? Munoona pattern yakamira sei pane zvikwitika?
Munoona kuti vakomana kana hurumende yakutotariswa nevanhu zvavo, vanhu vasina kana havana madegree, havana maphd, vari kutoona kuti panenge pane policy. Vanhu vari confused muhurumende omu. Saka ava vachima vanga vachitiwo hurumende yavamunangagwa hanzi inoteerera vanhu, because no vanhu vari kuti vamunangagwa nehurumende, timbosiyai kumboedzawo vamwe. Asi vari kurambira pachikara vachiti takavhoterwa nevanhu vakawanda, but vanhu vacho ndo vari kuchema chema. Saka policy
munoona sezvinogona here Mr. Ngwenya kuti vanhu vati ngavachibva ivo hurumende yegobva yabva? Munoona sekuti zvinogona?
Handiti vachima vatiwo vamunangagwa vari kuti vanhu varingochema chema vasi kundipa mazano okuita, asi vanhu vari kuti inini ndiri kutamba bhora inini, chimbobudai muground kungopindawo vamwe vana tingletons vanoti gonei, asi muri kuramba muchiti makavhoterwana vanhu. Saka kana muchiti makavhoterwana vanhu vari kutaura, tigadzirisai zvinhu zvacho, titaurai kuti apa pamunotadza ndipano nepano netamo, kuti mari haishandiswi, aiwa inoshandiswa mangwana, service station, supermarket, togara tangobata hana maoko kuti mangwana titanga kunzi dzinhu dhora harichashandi. Saka chipotichinzo zvandamboreva zviya varume kuti ngavadzidze kuita policy vanyatsobvunza vanhu vanoziva, kuti kana vachiita policy instrument inge iri policy yaconsulta vachiziva kuti chizeta yatiyo zetensisi yati chii, zetsiti yati chii, kungoti vanhu vagarisa. Hakuna zviya zviruro vana vacho vanhu kuti munangagwa vanomira pamusoro pegomo kuti iwe chamitsauya kuno, iye achiziva kuti vari kupokana pamaelection. Saka ndokusagona kwacho kuko, ngavangoteerera kana vanhu vachiti tofunga matadza, ngavachiti ngatichigadzirisai hurumende yamunofunga kuti inini sevanhu inokwanisa kutiite basa, asi papolicy inconsistence apapa ndopandinopokana nawe apo vati vazvitadza chaizvo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Just briefly, Baba Chuma, ngamafutshane sibili, we are going to give you 30 seconds for your last word.
Right. Njengoba ngitshilo, like I have said before, this issue should not be about nangelitange kuti ndiyana buda ndiyana aphinda. Ko tikazobuda tozodii, because we are talking of a system that we have never tested. Hatisatamboona MDC yanachamisa ichitonga nyika kutiza kuti saka vanozogona kudai vakadai. Saka indawo singatongo why don't they start tracking it now by directing it inside? Just like I always refer to America, the Democrats and the Republicans, when it comes to the issues of America, they are together with one voice because the principles are the same. Why are we not doing the same thing here so that then we can follow suit and develop like what our brothers in America, they have done. They have developed because they are in sync when it comes to the principles of America.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Our time is out. Sorry, Mr. Chuma. Our time is out. We have to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawakfaza Koliati, and then Mr. Joseph Chuma, and Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an economic commentator. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again next time.
Good night. I'm Tanono Kawande. We'll see you next time. Take care and good night.